be something versus be someone.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I had this quote from Coco Chanel. For those of you who can't see the screen, I'm gonna put this out there. I'll read it for you. How many cares one loses when one decides not to be something, but to be someone? Coco Chanel. Okay, so this is a very interesting idea because there's always this push to be something, to make something of yourself. And she's playing around with the terminology here, because oftentimes that'll lead a person to want to be someone. And being someone is basically the concept of being famous or having some form of celebrity whatsoever. So I talk about this in my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. I have a whole chapter, because one of the 9 ways is be someone, or be somebody, I think is how I put it in that one. Be somebody. It's chapter 4. And you can get a, by the way, you can get a free copy at amazonproofbook.com. But what does that mean? Because you could take it to the egotistical end of things. But I'm talking about a very practical, if not pragmatic, way of looking at this in terms of, if you're attempting to get something out there, if you want attention, if you want to stand out for any reason, I don't mean you personally, but you want something done. Maybe there's a cause that you're trying to push. In most cases, I'm talking to business owners and executives who have a product or a service that they want to get out there. If that's you, then you're going to want to have a personality that can deliver it. Because nothing is more tangible, nothing is more nothing's more sticky, if I could use an online term. They talk about web pages being sticky and so forth. Nothing has stick like a personality. People either connect with a personality or they don't connect with a personality, but nothing beats it. Yeah, you can have brands, you can have feelings attached to brands, you can have concepts and ideas attached to inanimate objects, colors, and all these other things that come along with logos and branding. But in the end, nothing beats a personality. Nothing beats having a someone that people can connect with. So becoming a someone, in my mind, is really a very important thing to do if you're looking to get out there and stand out, which is why I made a whole chapter about it. And I use examples of all the famous people out there who you know for one reason or another, who in some cases they're famous just because they're famous. But that doesn't stop them from making money off the fact that they are someone. They are someone that everybody knows. They are somebody that is known. Grant Cardone says, it's not about who you know, it's who knows you. That's the same way of saying the similar thing, even though I don't fully agree with that concept, but the idea is there. It's, if you can get to be known, you can use that to your advantage, and you can do just about anything from there. So hopefully this is helpful to you. Like I said, go download a free copy of my book, amazonproofbook.com. That's all I got for tonight. So it's a cool quote and something that you can go back and forth on and debate. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. So leave a comment wherever you're watching or listening to this. We'll see you tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.